if you indeed 100 kilometers away from, you know, the access point, call it like that, yeah, that might be in the center of town or something like that, so then you will definitely be connected to a wireless network. You know, the people that are really remote from that sort of areas, you get a wireless system. But when you reduce the wireless system, because typically there are not millions of people living 100 kilometers from town. You know, there are typically hundreds or perhaps thousands of people that are living, you know, in that sort of areas.
And there would be quite a few people in this area, in northwest Victoria, who would be in that category.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. You know, you will have that throughout the country. You know, anywhere when you go more than, let's say, you know, 100 or 200 kilometers inland, you know, then you come across that sort of situations. But once again, if you have a quality wireless system and you don't have to share that with many people, yeah, then you still will have access to the same sort of services. It's only when you start using wireless, let's say for 20, 30, 40% of the population, that's when you really get a problem. That's when the technology simply cannot handle that, yeah? But if you leave it to the last, you know, 5, 6, 7% of the population, then that is doable. Then you still have a high quality wireless system, you know, in an equivalent to what people get in towns, yeah? And you can still do the services like what I mentioned, healthcare monitoring, etc.
What about satellite? Why can't we just use satellite? Because that's you know, the way that a lot of communication is utilised or is sent into regional and rural areas at the moment.
Yeah, there are two issues, both to wireless and satellite, that I didn't mention, Louise, and that is that as soon as you put an antenna out, and that is what you do when you have a wireless system, you know, the antenna might be in your device, but you need an antenna to pick up the signal. The same applies for a satellite. Your maintenance costs are going to be much higher than when you just simply have a cable. So short term, it costs less to roll out a wireless network or a satellite network. Long term, the maintenance cost of that sort of system is going to be more expensive over the longer period, let's say over a 20-year period. It's more expensive than actually rolling out fiber. So that's why, for example, new technologies are now able to bring the fiber signal 50 kilometers unaided. So you really start seeing that the 7% in the future can actually be perhaps, you know, 6% or 5%. Now, the satellite is a very expensive exercise. You know, you cannot do that without massive subsidies. Yeah?
More expensive than $43 billion dollars?
Yeah, but again, exactly the same. You know, it's horses for courses. You cannot have satellite, you know, for the whole country. It's simply impossible. If that sort of technologies would be, you know, all that fantastic, why aren't the rest of the world doing that? You know, Japan, Korea, you know, Finland, Sweden, Holland, Germany, France, all of them are rolling out fiber. You know, if it would be so much better and so much cheaper to do wireless or satellite, the rest of the world would be silly, you know, to spend all that money. So it is a matter of technology. You can only, in a technically and a commercial viable way, use satellites in the very remote area.
What benefit would this have? I mean, what would we be able to gain access to, apart from, you know, seeing our favourite movie a bit faster, perhaps?
Yeah, and that's,
what benefit
that,
might
yeah,
it have?
That's a real good question, Louise, because what the national broadband is all about, and that's difficult for us to understand because we have to look into the future. But we know that we can actually monitor old age people from home. So rather than sending to retirement villages, you know, quite a lot of people can actually stay home longer if they have some proper monitoring service. If they can press a button and on the television screen appears a video nurse and they can have a chat about the pills or about that they didn't sleep last night or whatever. You know, that can save them the sort of situation that they have to go to retirement village. Most people that end up in retirement village or even in hospitals when they are 80 plus years old, it's not because they're ill, but because they can't look after themselves anymore. In America, it has been estimated that 60 to 70% of old age people, the hospitalization of old age people can be reduced by having these sort of monitoring systems at home.